to have my leftover chow mein. It was delish.
Oh! Did you make it at home?
I did, yeah, with peanut butter.
Oh.
So.
Oh, isn't that like, is this satay?
Well, yeah, a little bit. I've seen it in a recipe quite a lot of places on TikTok. It's like soy, peanut butter, sweet chili, honey. Oh, I'll tell you something, with a bit of pak choy and a bit of broccoli noodles.
I love a TikTok recipe. The amount of recipes that are in my bookmarks. Never going to make them, mind. I saw someone cook a like gammon joints and like sliced it for ham for sandwiches.
Mm.
And then they did a breakdown of costs on how much money they saved. I was like, this is a bit of me.
Listen, do you like sweet and sour chicken, like from the Chinese?
Not really.
Okay, that's like my go-to. I'm a
salt and pepper lad.
Oh, well, yeah. Tell you what.
Yeah.
Get yourself around mine, right? I do really good salt and pepper chips, salt and pepper chicken, all homemade.
Bet you bloody do.
With
bet
curry
you bloody
sauce,
do.
And I'll make you some homemade egg fried rice.
You're going to kill me. But I think I've got, like, you know, I think I'm safe to say we are in a safe space. I've never had curry sauce.
What?
Your face was brilliant.
Thank you.
I had to take a picture. I thought you were stunned in silence.
I was stunned in silence at your admission. So you don't have curry sauce? What sauce do you have when you go to Chinese takeaway?
Oh, hold on.
I can't see it.
I'll have to send you a letter. I don't.
You have it dry.
I go in dry.
Wow. Well,
so my old order used to be Szechuan pork, which is saucy, salt and pepper chips, and maybe a bit of rice, but it's changed now. I don't really have a meal. I just have picky bits.
Do you know what? If I'm having a cheap Chinese, I'll have a tray of chips, rice and curry sauce. But if I'm dipping in here and there, I'll just get a chips, noodles, rice, curry sauce and sweet and sour sauce with some spring rolls.
No meat. You don't go for the meat.
Not a fan of meat. I'm not big on meat. I normally only really reserve that like on a takeaway for like McDonald's. Which is interesting because it's probably the worst meat that there actually is.
No, so I like picky bits now. So maybe a rib, maybe a chicken wing. All salt and pepper, you know.
Well, I was right inviting you around for tea, but it looks like I'm just going to be making you some egg fried rice and a bit
of
fat.
Sorry, darling. You know what? Next time I have a chine, I will...
Try curry sauce for me and get back to me.
I'm going to try it. I think it's because I'm Asian. I'm like, look, this is taking the piss.
Wow.
Because none of the food at a Chinese restaurant is Chinese food. It's all like British Chinese. The same when you go for an Indian, like, we don't make that food at home. It's all just, you know, British.
So what's the difference then?
You know when like you say all these names?
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you on about?
So if I said like a tikka masala, which is always my go-to.
Yeah, like what are you on about?
This is such an education.
Yeah, like basically in Indian cooking, meat dishes aren't really a thing. It's all vegetarian cooking.
Which is a little bit of meat.
Especially in Punjabi cooking. So like the vegetarian dishes, yeah, I'll know what they are. But the meat ones, I'm like, a korma? Fuck off. you know what? Let's roll the titles.
Before you roll me out of a bloody bed. We're always eating. Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris. A Gaydio original podcast. Good day. We are on day eight now.
Look, it's not just any normal day, Brett Harris. It's eviction day.
It's a Tuesday. It's eviction day. Who's going?
And, oh, you know what? I originally would say Lauren.
Yeah.
But she's a cracking housemate.
She's bringing it. Like, the fact that she is so unaware of the stuff that she's doing that's annoying everyone, I think just makes her even more brilliant.
And I hate to say it, I wouldn't be mad if Fern went...
I know who's going.
Well, you don't, because it's not happened. You're not Mystic Meg. This in.
It is Louis.
How do you know?
So they've announced today that Sharon is going to be leaving the Celebrity Big Brother house as a lodger, which we knew might be happening, but nothing has been confirmed until the day, which makes me think that they were talking up, trying to get her to stay in the house.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she's going today leads me to think that Louis may have the highest amount of votes currently, and that's why they're both going to leave. I think Sharon and Louis are both going to be going tonight.
No.
No, call me a conspiracy theorist.
Look, calm down. I think Sharon was always going to leave tonight. I think it's going to be Fern.
Sharon and Louis are going. In fact, I'm willing to bet. I'm going to bet.
Okay. All right, if Louis goes tonight, I'll get curry sauce tomorrow.
Okay. If
Fern goes tonight, you have to get salt and pepper chicken wings.
Oh, I hate meat on the bone.
All right, we'll salt and pepper something then. Chips, something meaty. Something meaty.
I might have salt and pepper chicken. Listen, let's dissect everything that's happened in the last 24 hours. We had a really sweet moment, actually, which was quite nice to see Sharon away from Louis with Bradley. He just went for it. They just this spontaneous dance in the kitchen.
I know, Strictly Come Sharon. I'm here for it. I did think, though, when you picked her up, I was like, don't drop her. It's like a porcelain doll.
Yeah.
Like, Bradley, don't do it. Don't get cancelled. Don't get cancelled before
do
you
it.
Even started.
No, it's been quite nice. It's quite refreshing because I think we've had this kind of story play out of Louis and Sharon together. But I think as the series has gone on, I think the friendship that we have been led to believe, I think, is more from Louis's side. I think Louis bigs up the friendship with Sharon more, whereas I think Sharon's a lot more open to knowing other people. And I think we saw that.
I was fooled to believe that they were constantly meeting up, having coffees and lunches. I don't think that's the case.
I don't think Sharon and Louis have seen each other since the last time they were on X Factor together. I think you're willing to put a lot of money on that.
I think you're right. I think they might have had the odd Zoom catch up or the old telephone conversation.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, Sharon ain't asked.
Because it's like, surely Louis would know about Sharon having to cancel the Masked Singer for the X Factor and then that coming out. Surely that conversation would happen with colleagues. Why is that only happening now? Like, it's like a totally new discovery, and they're having that chat in the bedroom, which makes me think that Sharon and Louis aren't as close as Louis likes to make out he is with Sharon.
Who do you think Louis Walsh's best friends are then? Who do you think he's constantly having a natter with?
I think Louis Walsh sits in a house alone.
Oh.
God, that makes me feel so bad.
It's not Jedward, because they're up Gemma Collins now.
It's because it's the way he speaks to people. And I noticed it's in the way that he spoke to ZZ and the way that he wanted the fallout to end. It's like he's got this idea in his mind of what needs to happen. He's going to tell you. And no matter what you try and come back with or reply with, he goes back to his original point. So he said, oh, we can't have all this arguing. And then ZZ replies, oh, well, it's just this has happened, this has happened. Yeah, but you're a good girl. Like, we can't have this. And then it's like there's no conversation actually having there. It's like Louis saying the same point over and over again. Maybe we need to get the psych test.
I need to speak to Louis Walsh. We need to have him on. And you know what? I sent you a text really late last night, Brett. I slid in to, well, I didn't slide into a DMs. I added Sunita.
You just went for it.
Sunita. I was like, do you fancy coming on fancy another pod? She followed the pod account straight away. I've slid into the DMs. I was trying to get her on this week's ep, today's ep. But it didn't happen. So fingers crossed, we might be getting Sunita on the pod.
If we get Sunita, I am wearing a palm tree dress.
I'll get a few. but yeah, fingers crossed, we can get all the tea on Lulu.
We need to make it happen. I was quite surprised, but also not surprised, at Sharon picking ZZ as the one that she wanted to pick. To save from
I gasped. Like, this is the moment where I wish I was on Gogglebox to have my reaction, because I knew that she was going to save someone. I didn't know she had to pick someone, and I didn't see her picking ZZ. Two audible gasps in my living room.
Brilliant.
I'm shocked.
Great television. Great television. Louis pretending he's happy to go home, but also being secretly a little bit fuming that Sharon, who he's been making out to be his best friend, has not picked him.
Her picking fern, 50p in fern all of a sudden.
Well, this is it now.
She was right switched on.
Or are we now just seeing a bit of fern because now she's nominated and she's now part of the storyline? Because again, to quote Kim Woodburn, obviously it's filmed 24 hours a day. So when you work out for average, you only get 43 minutes.
Or to quote Ekin Sue, it's not a holiday. We film 24 hours a day, you get to see 45 minutes. It's not a holiday. Yeah, I said that. Well, you didn't, did you? I said that.
Wow.
It's not a holiday.
Brilliant. So I think we're coming to the end of the Sharon Louis dynasty. If Louis was to go, what are you hoping to see more of in the house? And what are you...
I think we've got... We're over the halfway point now, right? We're getting towards like the halfway point. And I think if Louis... Well, Sharon's going. If Louis goes as well... we're going to see a lot more fun in the house. We're just going to see like people just, the airtime's going to go on.
But is that what we want? Because it's going to be like Big Brother 8 with Rachel all over again. Like,
But this is why Lauren's very crucial to stay. And I think Lauren and Ekin Sue are the ones to cause a bit of the drams.
Yeah.
Especially Lauren. Can we talk about Lauren? Because look, I wasn't a fan. I was like, yeah, whatever. Neither here or there. The last two episodes, her in that police challenge, incredible.
The commitment.
Yesterday in the nominations, treating it like a home shopping channel. I bet the hits on her website have gone up tenfold. Honestly, I want a diffuser.
Hashtag Spawn.
Hashtag Spawn. Lawrence, is it Lawrence Stone Furnishings or something? Get on that website. Get a candle. Look, Lauren is going to send us a bundle.
Are you doing affiliate marketing for Lauren?
She's going to send us a little bundle. I'm going to send her this clip. Look, send me a diffuser.
Yeah, get her on. And get her on and get the candle on as
well. I think we need to keep her in.
Yeah.
We need to do all we can to keep Lauren in because she's going to cause some tension. She's going to cause some argument, but she's so memeable. I didn't see this coming at all.
Incredible. I'm just thinking about you.
Yeah, I'm looking around my room, decking it out in Lauren furnishings. I want a candle, I want a diffuser, I want a rug. Give it
me that
all.
Wax melt now, Lauren.
I want it all. She's convinced me. She'll be, you know what? She's going to do TikTok shop after this. That's going to be a career. No shade. That's not a shady comment, by the way. She's going to get on TikTok, selling all her stuff, and she's going to do really well out of this.
Yeah, because you're going to buy everything, Bally. Just stop. Please just stop.
I want a bundle.
Listen, we've got, we need to talk about the nominations. Of course, obviously, Fern is now up. Do you think Fern was surprised by that? She seemed a little bit upset at the end of last night's episode.
I don't think she was surprised. But you know what, Sharon... I know a lot of people are saying
I'm
like,
not
oh,
ageist, but it's the old ones.
You know what? She makes a really, really good point, though, because if you look back on what Fern said, she does feel a bit out of place.
Yeah.
And Sharon's clearly noticed that because she's obviously seen Fern on her own a lot or just on the outskirts of like groups and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very observant, Sharon is. This is why I think a lot of people saying when she's gone in, she's like, oh, she does this, she does that, she's not a nice person. She, like, think what you want about her, but I think she's got a good heart.
Yeah, I think she's quite switched on. Let's move on to Levi, because I was very surprised when his first nomination was ZZ, but then it was also Ekin Sue. And I feel like we're not seeing Levi maybe interact very much with the rest of the house, or we're not getting a lot of Levi action. Do you think we're not seeing stuff from him, or...?
I think he's just a house chef, isn't he? He's giving Dylan vibes from last series.
Oh, not this.
And Dylan was only Dylan was only in the headlines for when he had that argument. I thought Dylan was a great housemate until that argument and, you know, things erupted. So maybe Levi, he doesn't like arguments. Look, he clearly doesn't like argumentative people. That's why he nominated Ekin Sue and ZZ. So if something does bubble up, maybe he'll be the one to say something.
Do you know what I'm praying for? I need Levi and Ekin Sue have a slagging match across the kitchen. I think
Levi is going to be the first to crack. If anyone's going to crack in there, it's going to be... He cried on day one.
Oh, come on.
Levi, darling, please. I think he's one to crack. I don't know which way, like emotionally, like actually have an argument.
Probably
I don't
an
know.
Egg, because he's a bloody chef.
Look, this is what happens with the house chefs. Mm. They get really involved in the role. And chefs are like angry people. They so are. You never know.
Yeah, but I get it, you know.
I want the drama.
I do get why people gravitate towards the chef, because I don't know if I could help myself, because I'd want the food to be done my way. I get a bit funny with food, so I do understand sometimes why people like take ownership.
When you're the house chef, you're in charge of rations.
Yeah.
Look, I'm besties with that chef. Yeah. Give me a cream egg.
Right, so who are you thinking is
going
tonight?
#spawn, #ad, give us crew names.
Enough. I need to know who is going tonight. Final predictions. You're thinking...
Fern.
Okay, I'm thinking Louis. Let's dissect it all tomorrow after the eviction, shall we?
Can't wait.
See you tomorrow.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris. Megalia original podcast.
Right. Really fancy a cream egg now.
No,
I
need to have a serious word with you. We need
what?
To stop trying.
Oh, are we not allowed?
Trying to get sponsorship. No, so I'm taking the piss.
Oh!
But I couldn't keep it serious because you were talking about like, fucking cream eggs.
I was like, oh no, someone said something. Oh no, we're definitely getting a Lauren Bundle. I don't know.
Right, enough of this Lauren Bundle. I would like one though. I bet it smells really nice. I bet Lauren's downstairs loo smells fantastic.
Heavenly, right?
Yeah.
I can imagine her house smelling like vanilla pods.
Yeah. But like, you know, not real vanilla pods, like, you know, very much Febreze vanilla pods.
Yeah. And I just bet, like, she has, like, really silly, like, she doesn't know what's being done, but I bet she has, like, classical music playing.
Yeah.
Just because she wants to kind of give that perception that she's, like, you know.
I bet she's got a downstairs loo with, you know, one of those sinks that, like, is stuck to the corner. And I reckon it's got, like, all lovely, like, grey, charcoal grey tiles.
Oh, yeah.
She's
not a crushed velvet girly.
No. She's got underfloor heating.
A lot of black and white in that house.
That I think she will have a lot of what are they called with the sticks?
Candelabras.
No, not candelabras. You know, where it's got like a liquid in and it's got like wooden sticks.
I just like saying candelabra.
What are they called?
Wooden stick?
Yeah, little
diffuser.
Reed diffusers. She'll have them everywhere. Every windowsill will have one of them in.
Yeah.
Next to any
have
sink.
You ever you know a diffuser? Have you ever accidentally tipped one over?
No.
It'll ruin your furnishings. It honestly, I tipped one over by accident once. The whole flipping surface got like you know the floor when you spill petrol?
Yeah.
Like that. It changes colour. It's like acid. Bad. Bad.
Thanks.
Oh God.
Oh, piss off.